Philippians chapter 12. And this evening we want to look at verses 16 through 19. And in this section again, Paul is defending his ministry. And let's read, beginning in verse 16. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we have to meditate in your word and to listen to the words of the Apostle Paul as he defended his ministry. And Lord, we pray that you would apply these principles to our lives. Help us, Father, to learn to have the attitude of Paul. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul says something a bit unusual in this chapter. He says, I, being crafty, caught you with guile. And you have to wonder, in what sense does Paul mean that he was crafty and that he caught the Corinthians in guile? This word crafty means cunning. It means treacherously deceitful. And Paul says, that's what I was toward you. In fact, this word for crafty here is used in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, if you flip back there for a minute, in verse 3, where it says, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled you through his subtlety. And this word beguiled is the word for craftiness. And it's a term that was used of the devil. Paul said of the devil that he was a crafty. And he used this craft in deceiving Eve. And now in the next chapter, Paul says, I was crafty and I caught you with guile. This word for crafty is the very same word that Paul used in Ephesians chapter 4 when he spoke about the false teachers and he characterized them as men who with cunning craftiness lie in wait to deceive. Now, being crafty is sinful. Being crafty is evil. It is the method of the devil himself. It's the method that Paul said the false teachers use. And what does it mean to be crafty? Someone who is crafty is not only bad, but they're good at being bad. You know, little kids can be bad. Sorry, kids, but you can. But you know, they're not good at it yet. It takes time for young children to grow up and to learn all the subtleties of learning how to stab someone in the back with a smile on your face. They don't do that. They just say it right to your face. They haven't learned how to be crafty. They haven't learned how to be deceitful. They haven't learned how to cover up their ways. They're right out front. They don't like you, they'll say, I don't like you. They haven't learned yet to be crafty. Paul used another term of himself in verse 16, and he says that he caught the Corinthians with guile. And this is a similar term. It means subtlety or deceit. It's the kind of thing where you say one thing, but you really mean another. Guile is the sort of thing that can be found in body language. You might say something pleasant, but your rolling of your eyes or your body language might really send a different message altogether. Guile might be found in speaking a half-truth. Paul said, my exhortation was not in guile when he went to the believers in Thessalonica. And yet, Paul says here, in some way, he says, I was crafty and I caught you in guile. But what did he mean? In what sense does Paul mean that he was crafty and he used guile against them? Well, I think it's pretty obvious that he's using a figure of speech here. And there are two possible ways for us to understand what he meant here. Have you ever read Kenneth Weiss's commentary? He does a translation, a nice translation on the New Testament. It's really kind of boxy English. It's not, you wouldn't call it a good translation for your normal reading of the scriptures, but he brings out a lot of shades of meaning. The wording is awkward in the English, but he brings out a lot of different shades of meaning, and I'd encourage you to read his translation of the New Testament. But what Kenneth Weiss does in this, he adds a couple of words. And we're in verse 16, where Paul says, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Right before that, he adds the words, and you say, I, being crafty, caught you in guile. And it's a figure of speech called an ellipsis in which some words are left out. But the speaker obviously understands or expects his readers or his listeners to understand what those words are that are left out. In fact, in Kenneth Weiss' translation, and one of the newer translations as well, they have added that because it was the translator's understanding that that's what Paul was doing here. Because obviously he wasn't saying, he wasn't confessing his sin and saying, I was crafty and I used guile against you. I think that's pretty clear. It was not to be understood in the literal sense. So it's possible to read this in this sense. That what Paul was trying to convey to the Corinthians was that somebody was saying that Paul was being crafty and that Paul was catching the Corinthians with guile. And we'll look at that a little later. It's also possible to understand this in another, using another figure of speech, and I think that better fits the context here, that Paul was simply using irony, or even almost sarcasm. Because the whole context of these last few chapters is really dripping in irony. Remember Paul said, I robbed other churches? Now, he didn't really mean that he held up a gun to these other churches and took their money and gave it to the Corinthians. What he meant was, he was being ironic in that, he refused to receive money from the Corinthian church, but he did receive it from other churches so that he could go to Corinth and preach the gospel there. And so in a kind of ironical way of saying it, he said, I robbed other churches so that I could minister to you. And over again in this context, Paul said, now I'm speaking as a fool. Now obviously, Paul is not a fool. He is a very wise man. And so I think it's best to understand here that Paul is using, he's almost making light of a situation to spotlight the folly of the Corinthians. They were accusing Paul of things. They were accusing Paul of trying to get their money from them. They were accusing Paul of being deceitful and all of these things. And Paul is saying, oh yes, wasn't I very crafty? And didn't I catch you in guile? Now, why would Paul have to say such a thing? Well, I think it's pretty clear from the context that he was being accused of these things. That's what most of this book is about. Paul has been forced to defend his ministry. Paul refused to receive wages from the Corinthian church. And he made a big point of that because he didn't want anybody to blame his ministry. And yet at the very same time, he spent two whole chapters in this book, chapters 8 and 9, urging the Corinthians to give to the Lord's work and to give generously to the Lord's work. And in fact, he said he was going to send Titus and another brother there to collect this offering. Now evidently, somebody was saying Paul was being very crafty about this. He wouldn't take any money directly from the Corinthians. Instead, he was being cunning. He was pretending to be oh so pious and oh so honest and oh so above board, and he didn't touch any money himself, but he sent Titus there and this other unnamed brother, and they're supposed to collect all this money. Paul urged them in two long chapters. Nobody spent as much time in explaining this topic of giving than Paul did in this book. And no doubt the Judaizers were adding a little fuel to the fire here. After the Corinthians began thinking about why Paul was explaining so much to them about giving, and perhaps some of the gossip going around went something like this.